That's from the Portland side.
Yeah. Isn't it a gorgeous picture?
It's the house, right?
So today with me is Sharon Lubantombe. She's the project manager for this Title 40 amendment. Take it away.
Well, good morning, counselors. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
So you have before you proposed code changes to Title 4240 that pertains to the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. This is CPZ 2017-00028. These are required code changes so that our ordinance, our code is in sync with the management plan. We haven't had gorge code updates since 2011, so I just want to give you a very brief background about why we're in the gorge, why we're doing this change. So the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area was created by Congress in 1986, and it includes three counties in Washington and three in Oregon. There's an interstate compact that delegates land use authority to the Columbia River Gorge Commission. They set the land use standards. And then we implement them through our land use codes. The scenic area is 83 miles on both sides of the Columbia River, and it covers 292,000 acres. And Clark County has approximately 7,800 acres, and it's just about 3% of our land mass, just east of Washougal. We're the smallest county in the gorge. The Gorge Commission does major updates of their management plan every 10 years. They're in the midst of one now. It's called Gorge 2020. So in 2021, we're going to do a major code update. But right now they're doing some minor revisions, and that's what's before you today. And
by the way, we actually don't have what you have. We don't have the words.
We have a book in our office.
Oh, okay. We have it. Okay.
We're actually ahead of time.
True.
We have a March hearing.
Okay.
We're just giving you, this is just what's coming.
Okay.
So there's two types of code changes being made, and they're both just codifying existing practices. In some cases, just a phrase or a word being added. They're not changing or adding any new practices. And the first code change is related to the cultural resource surveys, and it says that they must be conducted if any element of any land use application requires a survey, and they may be conducted even if a proposed use falls within an exemption. And a cultural resource survey is a surface survey, subsurface testing, archival or ethnographic research. It's done when there's evidence of human occupation. And the second code change pertains to natural resources and requires a review of the cumulative effects of development applications. And this would be for the cumulative impacts to scenic and natural resources. So when a proposed development is under review, a study area is selected with a rationale. It could be a small wooded enclave or an entire rural residential area or a key viewing area. And then an analysis is done of that survey area to determine whether the proposed development would or would not generate cumulative adverse effects to scenic or natural resources.
So can we back up? So
sure.
As I understand, the Gorge Commission got in litigation with the Friends of the Gorge, and there was a settlement for code changes.
For management plan revisions.
For management plan revisions. So, is this an internal code change of the management plan within the Gorge Commission? Because this didn't go to Congress.
So the management plan needed to be revised as a result of the appeals, and because our ordinance has to comply and be concurrent with their management plan, then we have to make the changes. So we aren't directly responding to the Oregon Court of Appeals. We're responding to the management plan revisions.
The management plan. The management, is it internal management plan, or is it the plan that is set in Congress?
It's the Columbia River Gorge Commission's management plan for the whole scenic area, which we are.
So Congress doesn't have to.
No. The act of Congress was just to set up the compact
to
give the land use authority. So it's like the commission has delegated us authority for the ordinance.
Congress has to set the map. If we ever want to change a map, we have to go to Congress. But
this is just the management plan.
This is the management plan.
And then our ordinance has to be, our code has to be in sync with their management plan. When they make changes, we make changes.
Right. So the other question is, if we're, I may be getting in the weeds, I'm sorry, but so the accumulated effects of, you know, it always worries me because when we talk to the other counties, at least the other five counties except for Multnomah probably, everybody's worried about that word because if I do a thing in Washougal, am I going to have to worry about what happens in the other six counties? And they're saying no.
Yeah.
But I don't trust the Gorge Commission. Mm-hmm. I mean, not you know, I've never trusted the Gorge Commission, but I'm trying to be nice to them.
Yeah.
Not very successful.
They have confirmed. So, and our current planner already coordinates with Skamania County when there's development that's on the border.
So Skamania County has not yet weighed in on this.
We're all neck and neck in this. So Skamania County is going to their planning commission next month, and then their council in April.
Okay.
We're all going through the same process.
Talk about the deadline that we were given.
So we have 270 days from the date that the Columbia River Gorge sent us instructions. Their letter is dated July 20th, 2016. We didn't receive that letter until October, but we have 270 days from that date, which is April, to get our code changes through the council. Then the Gorge Commission and the Secretary of Agriculture will look at these in May and concur that our code updates are in sync.
Okay. So in the code, it says, but we didn't do it, but the Gorge Commission says, if you're within 1,000 feet of a protected plant, you have to have more things.
So I asked that question. Property owners are not going to know if there's a rare plant or a cultural resource. They're not required to know that. That's the importance of the pre-app conference. So the current planner will be working with the Gorge Commission. They have data sets for what the rare plants are, where they are, and where the cultural resources are. And if they're found there, the development is within 1,000 feet, the planner works with the Gorge Commission and the Department of Natural Resources to determine whether a survey needs to be done, a buffer needs to be put in place. It's not on the onus of the property owner to know where that is.
It's similar to how we apply the archaeological assessment.
Cultural.
We have these bubble maps in our GIS that says that there may be remnants on your property. It's not till you go through the process and someone actually does a walk-on through the pre-app component that you actually determine, yes, you do or no, you don't. And
so
it's a similar like that.
If I want to remodel my house, do I have to have a pre-app in the Gorge Commission area? So if somebody walks on my property and looks at that.
If you're expanding your footprint?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all.
Would a citizen, by going through our GIS system, be able to see that their property may have some conditions or impairments?
No.
So they don't know until they go in for a pre-app? It would seem to me that potential restrictions should, just the same as I can go on and look at everything about my property. So to the issue of GIS, the Washington Investment Board, which I sit on, and the Oregon Investment Board have annual meetings. And at the last annual meeting, there were concerns over the accuracy of, for example, the boundary between Clark County and Skamania County and properties that are in that vicinity. The former surveys, the survey and the markers had sort of vague and primitive boundaries. So is RGIS working with Skamania to assist them getting some kind of a more defined boundary system? Because especially for land use or any, as Chair Bolt was saying, any development you want to do on your property, you should be able to know in advance.
My understanding from a presentation last week that the Gorge Commission gave is they are working on a massive project to redefine those boundaries because they were done decades ago, and it's a thick line. You can't tell exactly where it is. They're in the cleanup process. That's going to take time to get all the way through. So they're working on it.
So for Clark County, we have the ability to improve or upgrade or add information. Has Skamania County asked for any help because where we have a conjoined boundary?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So none of these code changes are changing the way we do things. It's just codifying an existing practice, just to be aware. And it's not moving. And the Planning Commission did recommend approval of these code changes as proposed. We've been through the Planning Commission work session and hearing. We're before you today. We're coming back March 13th with an adopting ordinance. And then, as I mentioned, it requires concurrency with the Secretary of Agriculture and the Gorge Commission to ensure that our code updates is compliant with their.
So you just said it's not changing what we do, but it's codifying what we do? So is there language that you've already developed or that's being recommended?
Yes,
that's
it's
not
in your
here?
Board packet. It's in your board packets for your work session, and the code updates are in there.
Okay.
So the council hearing's March 13th?
Yes.
And that's the stuff we have.
Yeah, okay. Who in community development does this?
Richard Davio.
Oh, Richard. Can Richard be at the hearing?
If you request him, yes.
Two things I would like. Richard be at the hearing and a buyout from the commissioners of Skamania County.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
The commissioners, not the planning commission.
Oh,
the commissioners.
You mean a decision, a positive is our
Their hearing is not till April.
I know, but they'll... The commissioners will know what's going on by then.
Well, our hearing is March 13th, is what you said.
Yeah, and theirs is April, so we're going first.
Okay. Talk to the commissioners and see if they know what... I've talked to the commissioners a couple of times, and they're just starting to get their stuff.
They're a little bit... They're month
Has
ahead.
Anybody talked to the Secretary of Ag?
I don't care about this.
They might. This administration might have a different view. It's worth a shot.
So I talked to the planner in Skamania, and he believes everything is on track for approval.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to their commission.
Okay.
Is that it? Any other questions?
Is there the potential to move ours back?
What?
To move ours forward, to sync up with...
To set ours
in April?
Beyond the time which
it's. I just don't want to bump into the 270 day limit. We need to be done by mid April. They're a little late. They're going later than they ideally should be.
What happens if we miss the date?
Do we have any options?
We don't.
And thank you for your time a few days ago when I called you about the issue. So the Gorge Commission has the authority to request changes in the code.
Yes.
And when those code changes are done, they're done by all six counties simultaneously.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that the Gorge Commission has jurisdictional authority to ask for those.
Yes.
So it's not like a will you be a pal and do it.
Correct.
It's here's what we've determined needs to be done.
Why does it have to go through us if we don't have any say whatsoever?
Because we are because it's our code.
It has to be revised.
That is really my point.
I mean,
our code.
What you're asking is it discretionary or is it ministerial?
Yeah.
And I think what they're saying is it's just a ministerial act.
Yeah.
You just put it in front of you, you say, okay, there's nothing we can do about this, go forth. Yeah. I think that's what is being said, right?
The problem is they don't get that phone call.
Who's they?
The court commission doesn't get the phone call. We do.
They don't have to deal with people.
I watched a play Thursday night about this. They were arguing about it 300 years ago.
Yeah. Just different parties.
Different parties, different issues, but all have had to do with, you know, federalism and local
control. Yeah. Oh, yes, I see.
Didn't work out so well for Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Well, he got the central federalism, but the other part.
Okay, well, we're on our way.
So that's what all we have for you. You guys have some extra time before your next work session.
Okay. thank you.
Yeah, thank you.